You can read about him years ago. They felt that the pelican was screwing up their ability to catch a fish, or they were eating all the fish in the sea, so that there would not be nothing left for the fishermen, you know. But they've been working on this for years, and they've come up with a set of regulations. I was going to let Jeanette, if you can give us an idea. They had one set of regulations, and then they eased it off, right?
Right, yes. So we've been asking for years for regulations out there. And
this is at the Skyway
Bridge.
This
is at the Skyway Pier. And since it opened in, I believe it was 1994, there have not been any paid rescuers out there. There have not been any paid park rangers. Basically, no one out there. So it's pretty much just been, in my opinion, anything goes out there. You know, there's just no regulations.
It is a state park.
So it's always been a state park, right? It has always been a state park. It's managed. It's owned by Department of Transportation, and then it's they lease it to Department of Environmental Protection, who leases it to a concessionaire. But it is a state park. And so finally, after all of our, requests, they did hire a park ranger this past year. So that's been helpful. And they now have a part-time paid employee. But we were the first organization to ever have a full-time paid employee out there rescuing. And after he started in 2020, the rescues were just off the charts. I don't think anyone really understood how bad it was until we were out there and rescuing 400 in 1 month,
Wow.
And then that really opened people's eyes. So now FWSC has come back with, originally they said they wanted to ban treble and sabiki rigs. So the sabiki rigs are the multiple hooks, many treble hooks on one line, or single hooks on one line, and they're very deadly to our pelicans. And so, and then the treble hooks, again, you can have one set of three hooks, or sometimes up to three sets of three hooks on a lure. So they said these were the most deadly to the pelicans, and they were going to ban those for the entire year.
I've been out there and seen these guys with 10 and 12 lines out,
yes,
poles out.
Right. And that is another thing. They're going to limit poles to two per person. So hopefully. I mean, this is all hopefully. This is what... So we asked for this, and it was supposed to be year-round. Then they came back and said 5 months. Now it's 4 months, hopefully, which would be from November 15 through March 15.
Why those dates?
So those are the dates that we have rescued the most. And I think that's because the pelicans migrate here from North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina. They come down here in the wintertime. So in November, and also in November is when most of the babies have left the rookeries. So we've got an influx of very young juvenile pelicans, and also all the juveniles coming down from up north. So in November, it actually starts around September. September is a bad month too. But it starts to really spike in November, December, January, and February. Those are the four worst months. Although we feel the protections need to be year-round, because a bird protected in February could get hooked then and die in March. So.
Well, the birds are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
Right, exactly.
And they were on the endangered species list, but they were taken off.
They were taken off.
A lot of it due to the work of Ralph Heath. He sent pelicans all over the world. You know, the mullet latitudes, where mullet live, are where the pelicans live, all around the world. And so he sent them out to the Mediterranean. If you get a globe out, just do the state of Florida all the way around. That's where they are, all over the world. And he sent them out to the Middle East. He had a relationship there with the Sultan of Dubai, and of course he's working for a nonprofit now. Ralph died a couple years ago, and it's run now by his sons and his ex-wife, who are members of the Bush family.
Oh, okay.
The heirs to Budweiser and that sort of thing. And so they've renamed it to Seaside Seabird Sanctuary. And people can go out there, and it's very much like it was, but they, you know, they've cleaned it up quite a bit. And I'm assuming that do they send representatives out there to rescue?
No, not like they did.
Not like they did.
I know in around 2009, I believe, is when he was sending. But no, it's pretty much just our organization, Friends of the Pelicans, and then, like I said, they have a peer rescuer now, and she has some people help her.
What can people do Wednesday?
I'm sorry?
Can people show up Wednesday and speak?
I'm sorry,
couldn't you? He's asking what people can do on Wednesday if they want to.
Oh, on Wednesday, yes, absolutely. They only will have about an hour for public comment, and they go by first come. You know, you sign up. You have to be there at, I think it's 8:30 to sign up, and then they just go down the list. So, and then after about an hour, they're going to cut it off. Mm-hmm. So if you can get there early and sign up to speak, that would be wonderful. But if you don't want to speak, just showing up, just to, we're asking people to wear kind of a turquoise color or aqua. That's our color, Friends of the Pelicans, or just a blue color, just to, so they can look out and see, you know, supporters. So that was one way we wanted to show support. And then I know one group is coming, and they're going to have little, you know, 8x11 signs that they hold up and just say band treble hooks, or, you know, just something to show support. But I think the more people we can get to come, even if you don't speak, just to show up and show support for this, because, you know, the numbers of birds dying is just horrible.
Yeah, it could be a pretty rowdy meeting.
Yeah, because I'm sure the fishermen will be there
in
droves.
Now, we mentioned the hooks and the limit on poles, but there was the third part of the proposed rules, which is a course that people will have to take?
Yes, an education requirement. And I don't have all the details on that at this time, but apparently what it will involve is they have to take some kind of course. I think it's an annual course.
And show proof
of that. So, I mean, that would be wonderful to show, you know, to have people know, don't cut the line. A lot of people, I've asked so many people, do you know what to do if you hook a bird? And they're like, well, yeah, cut the line. You know, they don't.
Right.
A lot of people just don't realize it, especially coming down here from up north, tourists, and they don't know what to do.
And they're scared.
And
like,
they're
I've
scared.
Seen someone hook a seagull or a tern before, and they just didn't know what to do. And it's like, no, you got to, like, protect the wings and remove the hooks. You don't just, like, let it flap out and,
and
hurt
so,
itself and hurt others.
Exactly. And that could be part of the education, too, is letting them know they're not going to harm you. I mean, I tell people your cat can harm you more than a pelican.
What about
they're
the
very
city?
Gentle.
The city of St. Petersburg, the pelican is its symbol.
Right. I know.
Why is the city not standing
That's
up to this?
That's a good question. I have, I've written to the mayor, and I have no response, no replies. So.
Well, they have a public relations person named Erica Riggins, used to be on Channel 9.
Oh, okay.
She now is in that job over there. And I've written her a couple times, but I haven't received any response.
Right.
Which then all of a sudden it goes to Bobby Hicks, takes me over, and I will get a response. I guarantee you that. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you mentioned that the meeting might get a little rowdy with the fishermen. So what exactly are their arguments against these rules?
I don't understand myself why they just can't admit it's a problem. They know it's a problem. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying you can't fish out there. We're not saying close down the pier. We're saying we just want some common sense regulations. Fish, but be careful and take care of our wildlife at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think what they fear is that it's just going to be more and more to the point where they can't fish out there. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've never said to shut down the pier. We've never said you can't have access to the pier. But that's their big objection. And they also feel, they claim that our data is inflated. And if anything, it's actually understated, because we are only out there 5 days, 7 hours a day, and this is a pier open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's, you know, there's no way we're capturing all the birds being hooked, and it's way understated.
Are y'all the only ones collecting data on that?
No, it's our organization and also DEP. They have some rescuers.
But is NOAA involved? NOAA.
The National Oceanographic and Air Atmospheric Administration.
Yeah, as far as I know, they're not involved.
What about 100%. The Center for Biological Diversity?
Yes, they've been helping us.
Elise Bennett.
Yes, Elise has been wonderful. We've been working with her for a couple years now, trying to get these, trying to get DEP to help, and then we moved to FWC, and we were having more traction with FWC, so.
Well, it's hard for me to believe that these commissioners, I don't know, they're appointed by the governor, right, basically.
I believe so.
Yeah, and these commissioners cannot take a stand. It's just like the early days of the Florida Panther movement. They won permission. Even in the later days, there was a commissioner that was advising an incidental take permits. If a panther goes into your cattle herd, you're allowed to kill them. But no, that's not the case. That's not the case. What is the big deal about reeling the pelican in and grabbing it and taking the hook out? Why is that a show of it's not manly or something?
What is the problem with these fishermen? Yeah. I think a couple things. One is they don't want to take the time, especially sometimes they chum, which is the worst thing. You know, they'll be chumming with bait
and throwing bait out into the water.
So they get the fish chummed up, and then they have a bite going, and they're, you know, wanting to get these fish, and then a pelican flies into their line, and they get upset, and, you know, they'll not want to take the time to bring it in. So they'll cut the line, and it's quicker, easier than to try to bring it in.
These are recreational fishermen, correct?
Right.
There's no commercial fishermen out there on the pier, is there?
Not to my knowledge, no. But they also
So what are they worried about? I've read from way back in 1917 to now. They're worried that the pelicans are eating all the fish.
I know.
But they don't eat a lot of fish.
Right.
They don't jump in there and grab a big old grouper or something like that.
No.
Look at the way they glide along the water with their mouth open, and they get the little fish, the bait fish.
Right. Well, the problem with this pier, one of the main problems is the height. And when they cast, their lines are going so far out. They'll be going 200 feet out. The pelicans are flying back and forth. They don't see the line. They fly right into the line. They get all tangled up. So it's just a bad situation. But most of the birds that we rescue have been snagged. They're either have hooks in their wings, in their chest, in their legs, or they just get wrapped up in the line, and then if they cut the line, or if the line breaks, a lot of times the line does break, then that bird is, you know, tangled out there in the water.
How many do you get that have a fish in their bill?
We get very few. Probably, I would say, I'd have to go back and look at the data, but I'm guessing about 20%. Most of them are hooked in flight, snagged in a body part. And very few are hooked actually in the mouth going for the bait. So that's a misconception saying that they are out there going for the bait. They're just hunting.
What about this idea? Why not make the pelican the state seabird of Florida?
I like
the state bird of Florida is the mockingbird, right?
Which is dumb.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, but
it should be the scrub jay. It should be the scrub.
Okay.
But there's mockingbirds in a lot of different states.
Yeah, and they are the state bird of a lot
like
of different
six
states.
Like six other states.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Okay, all right.
There are pelicans.
Dumb.
There are pelicans, obviously, in Texas and anywhere on those latitudes, California. But I would say we should make make it the state bird.
I would love it.
Seabird.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, just like we made the strawberry shortcake the state official, it's the official dessert, and the key lime pie is the official pie, so we can have a sort of thing like that.
It just adds another line of...
another thing for fifth graders to memorize.
Right. And the federal government, with the Migratory Bird Treaty Act... They just don't pay attention to this.
We sent that letter in December, and their response was
very weak. We sent, I think it was over a 30-page letter documenting everything and showing them, you know, what a horrible problem this has been, not just for pelicans, but terns. I mean, it's been very hard on the royal terns and the other terns that go out there and the seagulls and the ruddy turnstones and little egrets, little snowy egrets get hooked. We get those quite frequently.
What about the Coast Guard?
The Coast Guard haven't worked with them, no.
Well, they're right there. I mean, they're you know.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard, I would say, it's a federal agency. It should have an interest in and it's deals with the water and the and the coast. Why can't they get involved?
You know, I don't know.
And let some of those big guys come swaggering in your uniforms up and down that bridge, and let's see how quick these fishermen scatter.
When we call about a pelican that's like floating away, all tangled up, and we'll be calling FWC or different places for help.
FWC stands for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, yes. Okay,
but they
the Game Commission is what everybody calls it. Yeah.
And they don't want to come out. It's like, a pelican, really? You know, they're like, you want us to come out in a boat for a pelican? Mm. So what
we did.
But we did raise enough to get a jet ski, which we keep close by. And so we can go out now when we see them floating off to, to the end of the earth. We can go out and get them. And as long as it's decent weather, we can go get them. I think the biggest thing is people just don't consider, these organizations don't consider pelicans worth the time to go out there and rescue them. So,
it's been going on too long. It really has. And even the reporter for the paper said this all started a couple years ago in his article.
No.
And here I've got 1917.
That's the thing. It started back in 1994. It was probably even worse then. They had
talking about the Skyway, but I'm talking about
right here
in St. Pete at the pier we have here. And, the pelican, is it a bird or a blessing or a burglar? That's the headline.
Yeah.
State Council of Defense wants pelicans protected. Pelican, he has strong friends and foes. I'm not reading the headlines of this.
Yeah.
Folks, what do you know about the old man pelican? Trying to straighten out the fishermen generally seem to hold the pelican a pirate.
Yar.
Arr, I'm a pelican.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to fish. If you caught a fish, you had to pull it in awfully fast to avoid the pelicans diving on it. I mean, you couldn't mess around. And they'd come and dive on it.
Yeah, probably a lot more pelicans then, too.
Probably, yeah. It's been 30 years since probably the last time I went fishing.
I've lived here 30 years, and we used to, if we were fishing off our seawall, then the pelicans would all come. There's no birds now. I mean, I could fish out there all day and maybe see one pelican come by. So.
Ever since the oil spill, they kind of disappeared. They're starting to make a comeback, but not like they were before that.
Yeah.
I have a question about the fishermen that oppose you guys. Mm-hmm. Are they members of the Florida Recreational Fishing Union? Do you know?
Well, it's all kinds of different fishermen,
Okay. Because I've met some representatives from them when I was working with, the phosphate stuff, and they were more receptive than I thought about, environmental stuff. And so I would be surprised if they were anti-pelican, but I would just, if you don't want to name names or if you don't know, that's fine. But I was just wondering.
I don't know. No, I'm sorry.
But they did form a group called the Skyway Fishermen Misfits or some nonsense that. And they have, 2 million followers on TikTok, apparently.
Yeah. That sounds anarchy.
It's a small group, but they have a very big platform.
There you go.
And they are the most vocal against us, and they don't even know us, really. I mean, they're the ones that are out there. And like I said, it's a very small group, but they have a very loud voice.
Well, if there's any of them out there, the Misfits, or if any of them are listening or that knows somebody like that, please get in touch with us. We'll bring you on the radio and see if you can handle us. Because I've been involved in this thing seriously since the mid-70s.
They were out there in 2009 when you were telling me those stories. So they've been at this a long time.
Well, Jeanette, I appreciate you coming down and taking the time.
Thank you.
I know you
thank
had to change your schedule around. Yes. I appreciate that. But,
thank you for asking me.
Keep in touch with us and let us know anytime that there's a really radical violation or something. Tim and I will be at that meeting on Wednesday.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going to try. I have to close Tuesday and Wednesday night, so it's a little early for me, but I'm going to try.
If people can't be there, is there a place that they could write in?
Yeah, you can do it.
Well, that was yesterday. But so the Pelicans will be heard about on Wednesday, right before lunchtime, but it'll probably go into the early afternoon.
Right.
But it'll be Wednesday, not Thursday.
But it'll be you can get it online.
Is the Florida Channel going to be broadcasting it?
I believe so,
And that's the Florida Channel where?
FloridaChannel.com, or if you have, on my PBS, it's channel 3.4.
But it's not on cable television.
I don't know. It's one of the PBS. It's.
Don't look at me, Tim. I don't have a TV.
I just have an antenna, so it's, you know, but yeah.
We'll find it. I mean,
but yeah, you can go to floridachannel.com. They have an app. I have it on my phone. It's pretty schnazzy. You can watch things on demand.
And if you go to you put in Game Commission into the Google, mm-hmm. you'll go to their site, and they advertise all their meetings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll throw up a link in the Facebook chat thingamajig.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Let's hear a song from Don Grooms called Wild Birds. The late Don Grooms.
Well, I guess I done you dirty. I didn't mean to do you wrong.